Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of the show, and I've got to tell everybody, it is crazy, crazy hot outside. So today I'm in the car, and the air conditioning just completely blows out, so I had about a 45-minute ride. So, of course, I was soaking wet by the time I got to my destination, so I definitely have to get that air conditioning fixed. Well, in any event, listen, everyone, we are going to be talking today with Miami Times writer Sandra Chardru, and she's going to be talking about her trip to Haiti. In fact, she is just back from Haiti. As most of you know, Haiti is still very much dealing with a devastating earthquake that killed so many of our brothers and sisters over there. And there's still a lot of organizations that are trying to raise money because pretty much, from my understanding, and Sandra's going to be able to talk to us about this when she calls into the show, it's still the same as it was as to when the earthquake happened. So there really hasn't been much change over there in terms of the infrastructure and as well as jobs and things of that sort. So I'm really looking forward to talking to her today. So I told her to call in at 5 o'clock. She may call in a little bit later, and I'm assuming because 5 o'clock for writers is kind of a bad time because they do have deadlines. So we'll cross our fingers and hope that she could make it on the air. But I did speak with her via Facebook, and she said that she was going to be here. So I am looking forward to that. So, again, Sandra's with the Miami Times, and that's what we're going to be talking about this evening, Haiti. But until she calls in, I do also want to mention, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area tonight, in fact, after my show is over, there's this really big function that is going to be happening at the rooftop at the Donovan Lounge in D.C., and that is a charity event that is going to basically try to help raise money for men who are just getting out of prison, to help them buy new clothing for interviews that they need to go on, and also to help prepare them and learn and teach them different skills, skill set that they need to be successful, in the world, and to try to take care of their families and also get a job. So I'm really looking forward to being able to take part in that event. And it starts at 6 o'clock, and it goes until 6 until 10 o'clock tonight. And, again, that's in Washington, D.C., at the rooftop Donovan Lounge. So we're looking forward to that. And I do believe that Paul Wharton, who is with BET, he is one of the people who is actually going to be sponsoring that. So we're very much looking forward to that, and also to seeing that. So in any event, for those of you that are out there listening to me today, again, thank you so much for calling in. I'm waiting for Sandra to call in. Again, she's the Miami Times writer, journalist, and she is just getting back from Haiti, and she's supposed to come on today to basically talk about her trip to Haiti. So I'm hoping that she remember, but, you know, as a news lady, you always have to have a backup plan. So if she doesn't, there's always something that I can certainly talk about. But until she calls in, if there's anything that you guys want to talk about or a question that you want to ask me, then feel free to do so. The number is 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. So just go ahead and give me a telephone call. And also, I want to thank everyone, because yesterday, at least last night at 8 o'clock, I had a chance to do a really, really cool show with Tam Hush. And she is the owner of Hush Boutique, and she's got this fabulous site on the Internet where you can actually go and buy clothes and accessories. So she talked a little bit about how she got started in the business. And I want to give everyone her website again. That's www.boutiquehush.com. And what was very cool about her is up until July the 31st, if you buy anything, actually if you buy items $50 or more, then she will take $20 off of your purchase, and all you have to do is type in the promotion called Victoria in all caps, and $20 will be taken off. So I thought that was really cool. I've never had anyone do that before, so that was very cool in itself. So I want to thank everyone who actually did buy items last night, because there were quite a few people who emailed me and actually did tell me that they were going to get some items from that as well. So, again, we are waiting for Sandra to call in. She's a writer with the Miami Times newspaper, and she's fresh back from her trip to Haiti, and that's supposed to be the discussion today. And, again, I did the talk with her yesterday, and as far as I knew that she was going to call in, but this is kind of unlike her because she would have called in by now, so I haven't received a message about her. So hopefully she'll call in, but if not, I think I'm just going to take this time and use this time just to continue to encourage everybody to support all of the families and all of our brothers and sisters in Haiti, because, like I mentioned, Haiti has been back in the news at least the last couple of days. I do know that Anderson Cooper from CNN has been in Haiti, and he's been doing live reports from there. And as he said a couple of days ago when I had the chance to watch him, and a friend of mine is actually his producer, and she basically talked about that not much has actually changed, although there was a tremendous amount of money that was given. A lot of the money still has not been put to use. And one aspect of it that CNN had focused on was two brothers that run a hospital there, and they talked about how they were very effective in terms of being able to save a lot of the lives of kids, but the aftercare was just absolutely horrible. So a lot of the young kids ended up dying just simply because they didn't have things like antibiotics and, things for aftercare. So apparently the brothers had talked about, and there were two doctors, if they do not receive a certain amount of money at a certain amount of time, and I want to say it was probably like no more than 4 weeks, then they were actually going to have to close the hospital down. And what was very sad about that situation was that is basically the only hospital that is actually in Haiti. So besides another one, but that one is actually very much smaller than the one that that these two gentlemen were running. And I believe that they were actually a nonprofit organization who was running that particular one. So obviously, you know, their funds still need to go there. And actually, when Anderson Cooper reported on that, he had talked about in the days and weeks, of course, following the earthquake, that there were so many doctors and relief efforts, and so many people, of course, wanted to be over there. And it's always like that, because I think you see the pictures on television, and everybody just simply wants to be there and wants to help out. But then I do recall doing a show. I did about two or three shows to help raise money. We had a lot of families, folks in the U.S. that had families in Haiti that were just devastated by the earthquake. And one incident, a couple of people were in the hospital, and numerous people had lost uncles and cousins as a result of that. But I do remember talking about that there's always going to be this outpouring support the first 2 weeks when something like that is happening. And then, of course, as time goes by, it generally will just dwindle, or in some cases just simply stop. But that really seems to what has happened there in Haiti, because these doctors were saying that, you know, the first month they had so many doctors from the U.S., not only the U.S., really, you know, around the world that were coming there to help, that they didn't really have anything for them to do because they didn't have the supplies and all of the beds and that they needed to actually help. So a lot of these doctors were just simply kind of sitting around, and they weren't able to put their skills to use. And again, flashback to the story and the report that I saw a couple of days ago, now you only had, I think it was like no more than three doctors who were actually there at that hospital that desperately needs money, or they're going to end up closing down. Now, that particular hospital, like I said, it is run by a nonprofit organization, so that's not a government-sponsored hospital. And they were pretty much, as I mentioned, one of the last to continue to serve the community that was up and running. So that would just certainly be just so sad if, in fact, that hospital does end up having to close down. And I also do know that former President Bill Clinton has been in Haiti the past couple of weeks as well, because he's been in the news a lot, and a lot of the reporters have been talking to him about, you know, his thoughts and what he is seeing. So he also, you know, has always been very supportive of Haiti even before this earthquake happened. So, you know, I just think that it's one of those things, whereas we just can't forget, you know, we can't forget, and we always have to remember that that our help is always needed, especially, you know, when you see the pictures, and it's just still, like I said, just very, very much devastating. So one of the reasons why I wanted to do the show today was because Sandra had just gotten back from a trip, and just to remind everybody, you know, that don't forget about it. And as we go about our daily lives and go to work and, you know, have great vacations and spend time with the family this summer, you know, to think about those folks over there. And even if it's a thing whereas you can't give money, then maybe say a quick prayer for them, or, you know, to reach out to some organizations, because a lot of time, at least I know for a fact, as my 16-year career as a television reporter, so I've had the chance to cover, especially in the United States, a lot of the devastation as a result from hurricanes and floods. And a lot of times, you know, those people aren't even necessarily needing money, but they're needing supplies, whether it's clothing or food. So even if you don't have the funds to actually donate, then that's okay. Then maybe there, you know, could be something else that you could give, water, granola bars, and non-perishable and things of that sort. And I know Wyclef organization has been very, very good. We had someone on from this organization a few months back when I actually did the show to talk about what they were trying to do, and basically they were asking everyone to give things like water, blankets, and clothing for kids, and non-perishable foods, and they were collecting a lot of that in Miami, and actually Sandra's newspaper had covered that in Miami. So I do want to apologize to all of you who are listening. Sandra was supposed to call in today. She's just back from Miami, and she's just back from Haiti, and she was supposed to talk to us today about her trip to Haiti. So I'm assuming that something came up. Maybe she had a deadline and thought she would be able to call in, but something came up, and she was not able to do that. So what I will probably eventually do is to reschedule that show with her, because I do think it's important that we kind of get a firsthand account from someone as to what is going on over there. And what was also special about Sandra was that her mother and father were born in Haiti and are now citizens of the United States. So she was actually born here in America. So the story, you know, very much hit home to her, because that's her family over there. And I do know, I believe she had a cousin or an uncle who was actually hurt during the earthquake, but now I believe is doing okay. So obviously she's taking a very personal interest in Haiti in terms of covering it. But again, I want to thank all of you that did show up to listen to the show today, and I'm going to reschedule with Sandra, I promise, and I'll get the word out about that. Tomorrow, I want to mention I have the great opportunity to interview Tony Horton, and he is the founder and fitness expert as well as consultant of the P90X. You've probably seen the fitness videos on television where he kind of takes his hand and makes a cross, P90X. So he'll be at the National Press Club in D.C. tomorrow. He's kicking off a campaign to help fight obesity in America. So I'll be at the National Press Club tomorrow afternoon and have the chance to interview him. And my focus in talking to him is really going to be about women, fitness, and exercise, because most of the summer on the show At Home with Victoria, we've been having a lot of guests on to talk about health, exercise, fitness, finances, and business, and fashion, and beauty, and to do a lot of it just to focus on women and how we can, you know, just better ourselves and lead better lives and healthier lives so that we can be ready for anything when it comes to our families, but also to have the opportunity to take care of ourselves. So I'm going to focus on that when I have the opportunity to speak with him tomorrow at the National Press Club. So again, I want to thank all of you so much for listening to the show. I'm going to get back up with Sandra, see if we can't reschedule. And if you're coming out tonight to the Donovan House to help raise money for disadvantaged men that are just getting out of prison, living in shelters, to help them get back on their feet, make sure you say hello. I look forward to seeing you there. And again, it starts at 6 o'clock and it ends at 10 o'clock. And I'm pretty sure half of the proceeds will actually go to that cause. And I know the suggested donation was $20 at the door, which I think is very reasonable considering where the money is actually going to. So I'm looking forward to that. Jewel Green is going to be there. Good friend of mine. She also has a monthly segment with me on At Home with Victoria. Her husband, former Redskin and Hall of Famer Daryl Green, is going to be there, as well as some local celebrities. Leon Harris from WJLA-TV will be there, and a bunch of other Redskin players are going to be there, as well as BET's Paul Wharton. Paul is amazing because Paul is actually one of the sponsors of the event, and he does this every single year. And Paul has been a style coach on MTV. He's also has a couple of shows right now where he's on BET. So for those of you that know Paul, he's very, very generous of his time and does a lot of work with charities here in the Washington, D.C. area. So, and again, the event tonight is actually given by Paul and a friend of his named Erica, I believe. And they do this every single year. So if I see you there tonight at the Donovan House, I look forward to it. Make sure that you say hello. And, again, I will reschedule. I apologize from the bottom of my heart, and I'll talk to Sandra and see what is what happened in her world that she wasn't able to make it on the show today. But next week, speaking of Jewel Green, Jewel will be on the show, and we'll have the opportunity to talk to her. She's always got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm not quite sure what we're going to talk about, but I will let everyone know the date and the time as to when that is going to be. So have a great, great evening, and try to stay cool. And my main focus is to get the air conditioning fixed on my car because, as I mentioned, I was driving today, and the whole thing blew out, and I had 45 minutes in the car that I had to go. So needless to say, I was sweating like a pig. My clothes, everything was just simply soaking wet, but I took it in good stride. So I'll get the air conditioning fixed, and a special thank you to my sister who is letting me borrow her car tonight so I can go to the function and not have to show up like I just came from a swimming pool. So, Yolanda, I do want to thank you so much for allowing me to borrow your car. I will talk to all of you later, and again, have a very, very nice evening. You are listening to At Home with Victoria.